The U.S. Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale on now. Online and in-store at Birkenhead Home Store, Barangaroo and Kensington. Open 7 days.
Yes, Harley Carnes joins us now from the United States. Harley, good morning to you.
Good morning.
This U.S.-China trade deal finally signed.
Yeah, this is a big, big deal. The president says there will probably be three parts to this trade deal, but he did sign it today in Washington with the vice premier and from China. And this is a big deal because what it really says is some people have used the word detente, but the trade war is ending, is over. And Wall Street just jumped, of course, right upon hearing the word, because it means that it's real. This is only a 94-page document. It's the initial phase of a bigger deal, but nonetheless, we'll take it. I mean, everybody's really excited about it, or should be. You know, there's a couple of years of negotiations. President admitted sometimes they didn't see eye to eye, but ultimately what it means is that there are commitments from Beijing to halt intellectual property theft. That is huge. Yeah. To refrain from manipulating currency, to cooperate in financial services, and to purchase $200 billion in U.S. products over the next couple of years. That's about $50 billion in U.S. agriculture, $40 billion, which is confirmed by Chinese sources. China will also buy $40 million in services, $50 billion in energy, another $75 to $80 billion in manufacturing, and so forth. So it's a big deal for the U.S., and it could be a pretty nice blueprint for how other countries might do the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, and look, your line's going in and out there, but you said they refrain from intellectual property theft.
Yeah, that's part of the deal. Now, whether China will actually live up to that is really going to be the big question. But it is in the wording.
Uh-huh.
It is part of the 94-page deal.
Yep, I think a lot of people will be looking very closely at that one. Now, the House has sent impeachment articles to the Senate.
Yeah, this is in some ways it's just one of those things that they had to do because just another step in the process. But they did vote today to send two articles of impeachment against the president to the Senate. It's the third impeachment trial that will be held in American history. It was a nearly party-line vote. Most of the Democrats voted. They had one Democrat who voted against sending it across. He's in a very, very tough race in his division. I mean, his district, and most likely, if he voted for it, would have a very difficult time in Minnesota getting reelected. His name is Colin Peterson, but nonetheless, it went 228 to 193, essentially party-line vote. And now it goes to the Senate where it will promptly die.
Okay.
It'll probably take about 2 weeks to kill it.
All right. I've seen what your next story is, so I'm going to reach over for a very large grain of salt because it says here there's a new survey on the world's best countries. So tell us about this one.
Well, Australia was number 5. The UK was number 6. The US came in at number 7. We fell quite a bit because, they say that trust is down globally for the United States. Switzerland remains the best country in the world, according to U.S. News and World Report.
Switzerland.
Canada, number 2. I think I'd rather live in the U.S. or Australia than either one of those. But there you go.
Yeah, I might agree with you. All right. Okay. So Switzerland, number 1. Canada, number 2. All right.
All right. Number 3 was Japan. Number 4, Germany, and then Australia.
Really? Okay. All right. As I said, there's my grain of salt. All right. Good on you, Harley. Thank you very much for that. Harley Carnes reporting there from the United States.